I'd like to briefly talk to you about the Feast of Tabernacles, which is coming up in about 2 months, and I wanted to give you a little bit of a background as to where we are right now and what we are planning of doing here in San Diego mainly. I know that Mr. Gale is listening in from England, but most of what I'm going to say today is not applicable to England, I don't think. Some of the principles might be. But I want to start off real quick with reading from our most recent member letter. And on the second page of that, the first paragraph, it is stated the following. In just over 2 months from now, we will be celebrating the annual Feast of Tabernacles, a most joyous occasion picturing and foreshadowing the rule of Christ on earth for 1,000 years. By then, that aspect of the good news of the kingdom of God will have become reality. What we announce today will have become true. All of us should therefore make every effort to attend at one of our designated feast sites to celebrate this most glorious occasion. And if people are listening in today on the internet, and thanks to all of you who are listening in, and I want to welcome all of you, also those of you who are here in San Diego, let me just say that if you go to our website, which is of course eternalgod.org, and then you click on the feast button, you will find all the information you need to have insofar as where we are going to keep the feast this year in San Diego. And my wife and my mother and I went to the hotel this last week, or 2 weeks ago by now, and it looks pretty good insofar as the reservations are concerned regarding the establishment. But, of course, there's always room for improvement, and there's also still space available. So if some of you have not made a decision yet who want to join and celebrate the feast with us, by all means, please go ahead and do so. I'd like to read to you from our website that you are free to make your individual reservations with the establishment, which is at actually the Woodfin, Woodfin Hotel in San Diego. And the number is actually 1-888-433-2150. I repeat that, 1-888-433-2150. To receive our special rates, please mention that you will be attending the Convention of the Church of the Eternal God, and then there's more information you might want to read. Also, in case you haven't seen that yet, if you are in need of a pocket calendar, and I have a copy of this here in front of me, which gives the feast days until 2012. Please ask us for a hard copy if you need one. But also you can go on our website, and it's posted there on the web, so you can actually download it there if you are in doubt as to when the feast days are. For this year, it's Friday night, October 2, until Saturday night, October 10. Now, when we talk to the hotel manager, and the person actually we are dealing with, we told them what our plans are and what we'd like to see done. And he told us that, for instance, on Tuesdays and on Thursdays, they have live music in the late afternoon, early evening, from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., which means that we don't want to have our dinner dance on those days when there is music outside. Now, even though our rooms are soundproof, we were told, we still like to perhaps go outside and walk around. And so we decided to have the dinner dance on Monday, October the 5th. Now, as I told you before, we will have a wedding prior to that. And the way it stands right now, this is a proposed schedule, subject to change as always, but that's the idea. We have a wedding of, by then, two newly baptized members. That will be at 4:30. There will be a toast at about 6. Buffet at about 6:30. Dinner dance at about 8. And we were told that we, at the latest, have to stop at midnight. So you should have ample time for that. Now, insofar as the buffet is concerned, we looked at their menu. It's pretty expensive. So we told them, well, they're not going to be able to pay for that. And so they're going to send us a proposal of what the chef can do for us, which is what we are willing to pay. And we should know by the middle or end of August. And once we receive that, we'll have to make a firm commitment, agree all the participants within 2 weeks of the event, and the exact number has to be within 5 people. So once we get all that information, we'll pass it on to everybody. And so that's for the dinner dance. Now, we were also discussing with him the possibility of having a luncheon on the two holy days between the two services, and they will make us an offer, which hopefully is reasonable, and then we can decide whether we want to do that and how many want to do that and whether we should do that. Now, we also will have a talent show in the evening, and the proposal is to do that on Wednesday, again, as to not interfere with the two live music events. As I said, the rooms should be soundproof, but anyway, that would be the thought to have that on Wednesday. Now, we're also planning for a beach party. Now, that could be on the day when we don't have the talent show, so that could be either Tuesday or Thursday. Now, as I said, Joanna and my mother and I, we drove around, and the La Jolla State Beach seems to be a very nice place to do it. They actually have even fire pits there. And we actually are planning also for a Bible study at the La Jolla State Beach on Friday night. Now, this is, of course, the last night before the last great day on October 9. And I'll show you in a moment who we have kind of scheduled to take care of these different events. Now, insofar as the beach party is concerned, I'd like to emphasize that we need to be aware that we have to have what I would term to be a proper dress code, and the strong recommendation is, barring extraordinary circumstances, and I realize there are some health reasons perhaps, and we can discuss it on an individual basis, for the ladies to have one-piece bathing suits and for the men to have proper bathing dress. I know Europeans, for instance, have different opinions as to what's proper, but here we in the United States, we pretty much should know what that is. If you have any individual questions, please see one of our ministry. All right, there are also some recommended unofficial proposed activities, such as a dinner cruise and or a wine tasting. Now, we would need enough people to participate in any of those events in order to get affordable rates. I'll let you know in a moment as to whom to contact for both these proposed activities if you are interested. Also, we got a request that maybe some ladies would like to get together for a, I call it, tea sipping afternoon, whatever that is. So, you know, if ladies are interested in that, then again, I will tell you in a moment who you should contact. Now, as we will have some German guests who don't speak English, we needed to come up with some kind of a procedure to provide German translations throughout. And the hotel is willing to give us an adjoining boardroom for the translator and to provide us with necessary equipment for the translation. Also, they will provide us with a DVD player and a screen, because we also will play a pre-recorded sermon on DVD. At least that's the plan, if I can get it done. And if Michael Ben can get it all fixed before he leaves for England, because he is one of those deserters, you know, they're going to go to England. And the Zeons are also going to go to England. And so we are losing them insofar as the technical aspect of things are concerned, and of course the speaking. Now, there is no piano available at the hotel. I think I mentioned that already to some of you. So we may have to bring our own electric keyboards or whatever we need. Now, as I said, hotel reservations are looking good. Assuming that we don't get last-minute cancellations. But there is still room for additions, and they told us that, you know, we still can make reservations. The contract says 1 year, I'm sorry, 1 month before the event, it's guaranteed, but even later they would still try whatever they can do to provide those rooms for us. So as I said, there might be some who are listening in and haven't made reservations yet. And now, by all means, you are more than welcome to attend, so go ahead and do that if you want to do that. Now, for all of us, if you haven't sent in your tithes of the tithes, it would be a good time for you to do that pretty soon. And also, if you are in need of tithes of the tithes assistance, please don't be shy, but contact me. See, we'd rather have you there than you having or saying, oh, I can't come because I don't have enough assistance. So please don't be shy to do that. Please see me, contact me, or contact Mr. Harris or Mr. Messier, and we'll see what we can do. All right, now when it comes to the assignments, some of you, many of you already know, some of you might not know, you might be all surprised, but this is the proposed list of assignments of responsibility. So take good note of it, and if there's any conflict with anything, please let me know. Well, starting with the dinner dance and the wedding, we've made Michael Link responsible for that. Now, of course, he will need all kinds of help in all kinds of different aspects, so please go ahead and contact him if you can help in any way, whether it's the music, whether it's, many of the tasks, because I've already given you a rundown as to what we are planning. There was a wedding and all that. Talent show, we have made Kaylin Mitchell and John Amorelli both responsible for it, and we also like them to function as MCs. So, again, you contact them, either one of them or both of them, if you want to participate, if you think you have talent. I'm told America has talent, so you might be one of those undiscovered persons who don't know how much talent they have, but please don't be one of those who show up in that show sometimes, and that is just such an embarrassment, and I think it better be a joke for these guys to even show up, but they think they have talent, so anyway. But I think more of you have talent than you realize. And so by all means, contact Keelan and John in regards to that. We'd like Rob Harris to be responsible for the beach party. Now, he may not know that, and he is right now in the woods somewhere on their Colorado camping trip, but the word will get out to him, I'm sure. Then we have the Friday night Bible study, as we said, planned at the eve of the last great day, and we'd like to have Eric Rank to be responsible for that. Now, we are trying to put together some feast pamphlets, and I have here a selection of some brochures which we picked up from the hotel, and this, for instance, has one on the Birch Aquarium, and then SeaWorld, Legoland, Wild Animal Park, Zoo, Harbor Cruise, Wine Tasting, Sightseeing, all that stuff. So if you can, if you have a chance, and you can pick up any of that stuff, send it to, or contact at least, Kylie Harris and Laura Harris, because they will be putting together some kind of feast pamphlet folder. I think they did that last year. And so, of course, they need whatever we can provide them. Just got a note from my wife pointing out that we also would need a photographer to take pictures at the wedding. So if there's any volunteer for that function, please contact Joanna on that one. I know we have all kinds of talented photographers in our midst, so that shouldn't be a problem. All right, flowers. Dorothy Luraz and Erica Burke, formerly Luraz, will pretty much take care of that. And again, please contact them if you have any ideas or if you want to help in any way. Phyllis Burke, as usual and has been in the past, is responsible for special music. And so you contact her, and I'm sure she's going to contact you, if she hasn't already done so, if you are in any way able to provide some special music. Manuela Mitchell is responsible for the children choir. So we don't have that many children this time because, the Zerongs, they're going to be gone. But I think we should still have enough. So anyhow, parents, if you have a child who can participate in the choir, please contact Manuela Mitchell, formerly Manuela Ling. I still got to get used to that name change. Shelley Bruno will provide a feast booklet. So again, if you have any ideas as to what to include, feel free to contact her. Then, as I said, we are thinking of perhaps having a dinner harbor cruise. Now, Rhonda already provided me with some information on that. But the key at this point is to see, first of all, how many would be interested in participating in such a dinner harbor cruise. I believe there is one, they do it for 1 hour, and then there's one, they do it for 2 hours, and I believe there is dinner involved. So if you are interested, please contact, and I suppose, Rhonda, and you could also contact Karen, and also you could contact Michael Ling, so either one of the three, And the best would be, of course, if you just select one, let's say Rhonda, and contact her, and see how many actually would be interested. The same goes for the wine tasting. Because, again, the more you have, of course, the cheaper it's going to be. And the thought was perhaps to do a wine tasting going up to Temecula. And I know some who are right now in the mountains would be interested in that, pretty sure of that. So the word will have to spread to them. And actually, perhaps even rent some kind of a large vehicle. There's a certain name for that, and I forgot what it is now. A limousine, let's say, one of these big, huge ones with black windows you can never look into. Wonder who's in there. And so you can rent that, and you know, if you have enough people, it should be affordable, and then you could go on a wine tour trip. The reason why we would probably rent a vehicle is that, you know, you might not want to drive afterwards after you went through the wine tasting procedure. All right, so contact Rhonda or Karen on that one. Then, insofar as the tea sipping afternoon for ladies is concerned, you might want to contact Laura and Callie on that one if you are a tea drinker. Fortunately, it's just for ladies because I don't drink tea except I'm sick, and I'm not sick, so I wouldn't do it. Anyway, but it's not for men anyhow. Now, when it comes to the technical setup crew and the electronic equipment for recordings and transmissions, I mean, we have our technical team consisting of Karen, Rhonda, Michael, Kalen, Eric, Rob, etc. So we still have enough technical people here, even though Michael Bannon and Ray Zeron won't be here. As usual, we'd like to have Bill Grams to take care of the offerings during the two holy days, and also if he could take care of and oversee the ushering, appreciate that. And furthermore, Billy and Nancy Grams would like to take care of financial matters, like they did last time, like including collections for the buffet, because, you know, the church will pay it, but obviously we'd like to get individual payments towards us in that regard. Information table, you know, insofar as booklets are concerned and brochures we want to put down, I'd like to have Callie and Laura oversee that. And one very important task, frankly, I'd like to ask Terry and Connie Great, I'm sure you guys are listening in, to be responsible for looking after the financial and physical needs and well-beings of feast attendees. In other words, keep an eye on everyone, and if you find out a need, if there's any, then communicate it to the ministry, or, you know, at least so you are aware of what's happening. And because we don't want anybody not only left out, we also want to make sure that everybody will have a great time and that they can enjoy the feast as much as possible. So I'm sure there are some more responsibilities coming up as we go further, but this is what we came up with so far. I would recommend to contact the respective persons, the ones I have just mentioned, directly for questions, for committing to activities if you want to get involved, for volunteering, for providing help in special areas, and so on. Now, if you don't have their individual email addresses, you can always contact my wife, Joanna, and she will forward the info to the appropriate persons. Now, if you don't have Joanna's email either, that's joanna.link, joanna.link, at cox, C-O-X, dot net. And this means that we are going to be probably bombarded with emails now, which have all kinds of viruses, because that's what some nasty people are doing, trying to destroy our activities. I just got bombarded again by somebody with some virus. Unfortunately, my security system prevented it from creating any damage, but I talked to somebody earlier today and they had similar problems. It looks like you can't even keep up with having an updated security system because these guys out there are so quick in creating new viruses. And I was telling somebody the other day, I mean, if even the United States Defense Department isn't immune, and you probably heard that hackers hacked in and totally paralyzed their system for several days. Well, who are we that we should think that we can be protected by this kind of thing? Anyway, this is pretty much all the comments I wanted to make, just to keep us going a little bit in thinking about the feast, which is coming up in about 2 months. And again, it's a concerted effort. So if you have any ideas, if you have any recommendations, if you want to volunteer, if you want to participate specifically for the talent show, special music, whatever it may be, please go right ahead and make your commitment and send your email. Don't wait, because the longer you wait, the chances are you'll forget. So now is a good time to do it.